Well, Rory, an entertaining enough game for the first game of the season. Are you happy or disappointed to come away with 1 point?
Good question, because on the balance of play, a point apiece is probably fair, but we've hit the woodwork a couple of times in the second half and we could have won it in the end, but getting a point at Oriel Park is never a disaster.
Game definitely where the elements played their part. Derry conceded from a set piece. The ball seemed to hang up in the air forever to concede the second, but disappointed to concede from that.
Disappointed to concede from a set play, but as you said, the ball seemed to get caught in the wind and was swirling around and whatever, but we don't want to get in the habit of conceding from set play, so that was disappointing.
Well, the two goals that Derry didn't concede, there was a good response, and both goals breaking up the wing, where they were near identical with Jamie McGonigal offering a threat all night. He got his goal and a great assist to lead one on for Thompson.
Jamie's broke down the right side, done absolutely brilliantly for the goal, played a tremendous pass across the face for Joe Thompson, and then similar goal but breaking down the opposite side. So two really good goals, and we've had to earn both of our goals, where I think their second one's quite soft.
And a word on some of the players who were playing the first competitive game for Derry City tonight. As you say, we said, Jamie McGonigal offered a threat, but Cameron Donegan looked the season player that he is, and even Brian Maher led his handling look good on a couple of good saves.
They've all done well. Cameron Donegan was excellent. Brandon showed in periods of the game the real quality that he has. Brian's made a few good saves. But listen, probably slightly disappointed that we never nicked the 3 points in the end.
And some of your players being out for this big opener, Rory, and you know, that's disappointing. But is there a sense that they might make it back for the Shamrock Rovers game?
Or? We'll see how the next week goes. Obviously, not available to us tonight was Michael Duffy, Matty Smith, Evan, and Ronan Boyce. So we'll see how this week goes. Four really good players who we needed back available as soon as possible.
And within the space of a minute, Jamie McGonigal hits the crossbar twice. I mean, the second effort rattles the underside of the bar, and on another night, Rory, that flies in and you leave with 3 points.
On another night, but it's hit the underside of the bar. He's played against Dundalk three times and scored three goals. So he's an outstanding player for me, and I thought he showed. He's added bits to his game, and he looks physically in outstanding condition, so long may that continue.
And just a word on one of the refereeing decisions. Do you think Derry City could have had a penalty tonight, Rory?
I felt so. Normally when there's an appeal, you turn around and maybe three or four of your bench is up appealing for it, but I turned around and they were all up. It looked, from where I was, it looked a stonewall penalty, but I'm not surprised it wasn't given.